What do you mean?
Think about it. We want to stop Helu, but it's not like we can just kill him. I mean, even if we wanted to, we don't. So that means we have to think of a different solution.
Oh, wait. Maybe all we have to do is fulfill the original wishes that brought him to life in the first place. You know, like kinda when wandering spirits finally achieve peace and then they can move on. What did you guys wish for again?
For Junie to be open with himself and for me to make friends.
Well, we can't really work on the first part right now with Junichi in Japan, but I guess we could work on the second part.
How many friends did you need to make again?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on. Why can't we be friends? Even Terry puts up with us now.
I don't really think that counts.
Jessica needed to make 5 friends, I believe.
Oh, okay. So
one.
If...
Well, there's June, Sam.
1, 2, 3.
Me.
Dog? Wait.
Wait, there's only 4 of us here.
So we just need one more.
Well, would dog count? I mean... Or is it humans only?
Jessica and Terry were friends once.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
They hate me now.
Maybe I should call my mom and see when Junichi is coming back.
Hello!
It's nice to see you again, Jessica.
Hey there, buddy. We can finally hang out for more than an hour.
Yes. How has your temporary summer work been going?
Ugh, the internships? Can we not talk about them right now?
Aren't you interning at the same place as Carter? Good luck with that.
Please don't remind me.
Who's he? Is Carter a problem?
No, he's fine. But it's him and Laura. I thought being on summer vacation would mean I didn't have to deal with those two for at least another couple of months. And yet, both of them somehow ended up at the same job as me.
Well... at least we can split our time between our internships and the park now. There's so much to explore and see. I'm glad we finally got to meet that park ranger a few weeks ago. No wonder Sam takes care of everything.
Speaking of which, are you excited for tonight?
Yes! Oh, don't forget to put Pelu in your bag. Terry's gonna be here, and Sam hasn't told them about us creating him yet.
Right. You know, we'll have to deal with it sooner or later.
I know, but you got to admit it's hard to explain how we got a plush to be able to do practically anything we ask it to.
True. All right, Pelu, come here.
Okay.
You know, it's the first time in a while since everyone's going to be here. I even thought about bringing Dog over today, but Sam said there might be some fairies coming, and I didn't want to traumatize her.
Aw, bring her next time. It's been a while since I've seen her.
Sure thing. See... this is what I'm talking about. This summer is going to be awesome. It'll be us, the creatures, and the perfect adventure.
Well, there's one more thing that would make it perfect.
Like what?
How about finally asking Sam out on a date?
What? How could I even?
Come on. Everything we've done so far has been with the three of us, and while I don't mind, there's only so much I can stand being the third wheel.
I haven't done anything to make you feel left out, have I?
Of course not. But I can feel myself literally aging while watching you two move at this pace.
Hey! Well, you know if I try to spend some time with Sam tonight, that means you're going to be stuck with Terry.
And me.
Pelu, stay in the bag. Remember, you have to act like you're a regular plush. And I will take Terry over Carter any day.
Really? Terry barely talks to you. What has Carter done?
Junie.
No, seriously. Has he done anything to you?
I'm fine, okay? A few more months and I'll probably never see him again.
That doesn't mean you have to put up with him.
Okay, enough. We're supposed to be having fun. It's the summer solstice.
Fine, but we're not dropping this conversation. I'll talk to Carter myself if I have to.
All right, Mr. Hero. Come on. Sam and Terry are waiting for us.
Oh, looks like those two are over there.
And they brought Cerberus.
Since when do you like dogs so much? I swear you like Cerberus more than me.
That's not true.
I want to meet these people. I can be a dog too.
Not yet, Pelu. Remember what we told you. And Cerberus saved us from the Capilobo, remember? Of course I like them.
June, Jessica, you're right on time.
Hey, Sam. Terry, we wouldn't miss this for the world.
Right. So, what exactly is this?
One big excuse to throw a crazy party in the park.
It's a lot of fun. But there are some ground rules that we need to set.
Let me guess. Don't eat anything, don't talk to anyone, and always stay in your radar.
You've already told us the rules like 50 times already.
I just want to be sure.
Knowing you all, something will probably go wrong tonight regardless, but please, follow the rules.
Come on, Terry. Let's go be literal wallflowers.
Why? I did not ask.
Wait, we were supposed to stick together.
It's fine. We can still see where they are. Let's go too. I've never been to a party in the park before.
It does get pretty wild. The music, magic. It can almost be too much for humans, so it's best to hang it back a little bit.
What? But there must be something we could do. Dance, play games. Isn't that what an actual party is?
You're not going to win a single game against a fairy.
Okay. Then we dance.
I'm not exactly the best at dancing.
Who cares? No one's gonna know but me.
Maybe. Just one dance.
That's the spirit? Now, tell me all about these fairies we're about to meet.
Why did you drag us away from the group?
Do you really not know?
They'll get there on their own eventually.
Giving them a push isn't gonna hurt anybody.
There's nothing wrong with taking it slow either.
And what do you know about relationships, Terry, last name, I work alone?
Just because I don't have any doesn't mean I don't know how relationships work.
Most people say you need experience first before you can get the job.
Look, I know Sam, all right? He worries about me, about the park, not to mention school. Adding a new relationship could pile on more stress.
Why would he worry about you? You seem to be doing fine.
Can you imagine what it's like growing up and seeing dead people and creatures? I can give you a hint. You don't exactly make a lot of friends. You mostly have enemies. And all Sam could do when we were younger was help keep my grades up in school.
I see. No wonder the two of you care for each other so much. But, you know, maybe a new relationship could help Sam as well.
How so?
Well, I think Sam's a lot calmer with Junie, don't you think? Look at them, trying to dance.
Follow my lead. He does.
So maybe you can drop your guard a little as well? I promise we don't bite.
Ha, please. My situation is different. I can't stay in the park like you can.
Maybe we can hang out somewhere else with you then?
I travel a lot. I help museums out with paranormal artifacts and make sure wild creatures don't cause too much trouble.
So whenever you're in town then?
Maybe.
It's a deal then. Say, do you want to go dance with Sam and Junie?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
Do you hear that?
Jessica, can I be introduced now?
Pelu, no, not yet. I've just barely gotten on their good side.
How much longer must I remain hidden?
I'm sorry, Pelu. It's just for today. I promise. We'll have fun together soon.
Hey.
Yes?
You really don't hear anything strange?
Besides all the festival noises... No?
I'm going to patrol the perimeter with Cerberus. Go back to Sam, alright?
Oh, sure. Will do. Well, that was weird. But the boys are still dancing. It'd be kind of awkward to interrupt them.
Well, well. A familiar face.
Is it... Oh! You...
What are you two doing here?
It's the summer solstice. You think we'd miss this?
Oh, I guess that's true. Well then, goodbye.
What? Come on, do you not trust us after that little prank?
It wasn't a little prank. You hurt two people that day.
Well, we apologize then. Our goal really was to see what was going on in the human world. You haven't been there in a long time.
Right. Well, then, if you really are apologizing, I'll bring you to Sam right now.
Oh, well. What's the rush? Where did that demigod go?
Terry's walking around the area, so don't even think about trying anything.
Oh, come now. We really are trying to be friends. You know, if you ever want to come back to the Shi...
I'm good, thanks.
Jessica, do you want me to get them to leave?
Oh, and who is this?
No one. No one at all.
Is this the new creature? You were successful after all.
How did you know about that?
Please, as if we wouldn't be keeping an eye on you. We know you're keeping this from the demigod as well.
I can come out then, right? I don't like the way you two are treating Jessica.
Oh, aren't you a little cutie? Ah. Ow!
Fascinating. Just how did you do it?
I'm not going to tell you. Palu, let's go. What's going on?
Looks like someone crashed the party.
It'd be best to stick with us. You know, if you want to live.
Hey, wait. Where are we going? I need to go back to Sam and Junie.
We need to go to some place where we can observe the situation. If you go into the crowd now, you're going to get trampled.
Jessica and I can take care of ourselves.
You're like, what, a couple of months old? Listen, it's time for you to learn something called foresight. Come on, quickly, quickly. Let's see how we can help.
No, stay away from us.
All right. We're not being nice anymore. Listen, child. Come with us, or we'll tell the demigod what you've been up to.
Are you blackmailing me?
Yes. It's about time you get with the program. Now let's go.
Jessica, I can deal with them.
No. We don't know what exactly is going on. We have to go with them. For now.
Wise decision.
Do you hear that?
Do we really have time to listen to sounds when there's noise everywhere?
Wait, what did you hear? Terry said the same thing before they left. Is there a creature making a specific noise?
Focus on it. You can hear it too if you try. It's the sound of someone whistling.
I think I hear it.
This tune. But why would it target anyone at this party? It makes no sense.
What is it? Who is it?
I don't know either.
El Silbon, the whistler. Quick, we need to get you back to the demigod.
Weren't you just trying to kidnap me?
We won't be able to do anything if you're just a bag of not bones. Let's go.
Are you sure this is the whistler? He only murders cheaters and drunkards.
What do you mean a bag of not bones?
I don't understand either, but there's no way I can forget that tune. You, child, have you done anything immoral or concerning that could have caused this?
What? Obviously not.
Could it be because of the new creature?
That seems like a bit of a stretch.
Are you saying there's someone out there that is possibly looking to kill me because we created a new creature?
Well, it wants your bones specifically, so, you know, your soul will never rest.
Oh, well, how kind. What is wrong with creating Pelu? We've done nothing wrong. We created him to help the park, to help Sam.
Is that actually true?
What's that supposed to mean?
You didn't have any selfish reasons for making a creature all for yourselves?
Of course not.
Jessica and I are friends. She wouldn't do anything mean like that.
We'll see about that.
I can assure you, I will never use Pelu for anything other than for the good of the park. Now, tell me about El Silbon and why we need to find Terry.
It's more of that mutt we need than the demigod themselves. Look, El Silbon is a creature from South America, Venezuela and Colombia to be exact.
Weren't they originally a normal human being who saw their father demean El Silbon's wife and killed him for it?
It varies per tale. Some say he was actually a spoiled child and killed his father for not bringing home meat. Others say his father disapproved of his lover and killed her, and El Silbon lashed out in return. But look, it doesn't matter the reason. El Silbon, in the end, is always punished and turned into a creature.
How does that even happen?
The same way any creature is created. When emotions like fear and anger are so strong and so unbearable, it can change everything.
For El Silbon, the emotions were created from him and his grandfather specifically. While he was the one who killed his own father, his grandfather reacted just as strongly. It's said he tied El Silbon to a post whipped him until he bled, then tied his father's bones onto his back, covered him in alcohol before letting loose hungry dogs to feast on his dying body.
What a family.
Yep, and after that, Elsa Bone was forced to wander the earth, carrying the bones of his father and his victims.
Well, it sounds like the whistling is going away now. We should be good then, right?
Absolutely not. Stay on your guard, and please tell me you've not had a sip of alcohol in you.
Alcohol? No, Sam said not to drink anything here.
Oh, thank goodness. He's a lot meaner to drunks. He'll rip your stomach out and suck out the alcohol from your body.
Wow. Okay, let's go then. Why aren't we moving?
Stop it. The farther away his whistling sounds, the closer he is.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Wait.
June, what are you doing?
This is terrifying. Is no one else scared?
Everyone's clearly still alive.
Well, I know, but still.
Drew's right. Everyone's relatively okay.
Relatively?
Wait, and what were you doing at that time?
Interested in some political mind games as well as an unhealthy dose of sibling rivalry? Leviathan has not only that, but more. Set in a gorgeous high fantasy setting, and I know this because the sound design is just mwah. Follow Lord Valentin Talari. Sorry, just wanted to be posh. As he braves the ocean and fights for his right to live. Check out the trailer now and listen to the completed season anywhere you get your podcast.
Valentin Talari.
Valentin, please.
I've known Lord Talari since we were boys.
Lord Talari.
Valentin, I thought, was an upstanding gentleman.
Take Lord Talari back to his cell.
I will have your head! All of you! I swear it on the stars and the sea and everything in between!
My name is Valentin Talari. I was raised on a barren rock called the Drumming Isles. Sea storms raged against our cliffs for half the year, while the sun keeps a spiteful eye on us the rest of the time, like it awaits an apology and hates the elderly. By all means, this place is uninhabitable, but we are a proud and spiteful people, with centuries spent fighting hurricanes. Our ancestors were masters of a gentle sea, who ventured a little too far from shore, a little too close to the great deep and its monsters. A storm pulled them towards a raging ocean, where the luckiest of them drowned, and the few that survived were spat out the other side on the isles. Remained only the worst of us. Enduring, cunning, undying. In this land, we ventured to hunt the biggest game we could find and stole their dens. We dug coal and ores from down below, and we started building, forging, burning and killing till it stopped being a struggle, till it became our nature. And thus, the Empire remains hanging by a thread. It needs more meat, more soldiers. It needs children to deprive the Empire of its glorious descendants is a crime amongst all of my civilization. And thus, my trial.
Leviathan is an upcoming high fantasy podcast brought to you by the creator of Desperado and Hug House Productions. Come hither, listener.
Residents of Persephone Park is a production written and produced by Angela Yee. Directed by Angela Yee. Executive produced by Sam McDonald. Featuring in order the voices of Ben Palizzi, Molly, Ashley Dawson, Jess Syrett, Angela Yee, G3, Sarah Sarah Menendez, Spencer Hiroshi Field, Cameron Georgette, Dylan McKnight, Ahmad AJ Judo, Nick Fiore, Skylar Giordano, and AJ DeLong. Dialogue edited by Angela Yee. Sound design by Angela Yee and Rebecca Liu. Mixed and mastered by Angela Yee. Script edited by Sarah and Sarah Menendez. Original music by Hua Pham. Season 5 cover art by Winona Norona. Series logo by Macy Tung. For more information about the show, please go to our website, residenceofpersimmonapark.com. Come visit the park again soon.